This is Mornings with Chief Apostle, your trusted source in apostolic and prophetic revelation.
No way to write it down. We have a number, and when you make a one, you bring the line straight down. When you make a two, you bring it a curve and bring it around and cross. A three is like two little loops. But that didn't exist always. And so now, how do we understand what God meant based on the ignorance that we were told? I wish I could get somebody to help me this morning. I want to talk about something today, and I want to ask you a question. And I want you to type it in. Type it in. Who is your number one? No. Who's the first in your ministry? Who is the first? Good morning, Keith. Who is the first in your ministry? Who's the first in your ministry? I need to know. I'm asking everybody listening, watching all around the world, who is first in your ministry? Not number one, but who's first? Because the problem is we've made the wrong person. Oh, wait, we don't even know how to do it. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Good morning, Lisa. We've made the wrong person. My God. My God. My God. We've made the wrong person. You've made somebody number one, but there's a difference between one and first. And so what you did was you took the lie and made number one out of number four. And you've been living off a lie for a long time. Morning, Carl. Now go in to the book of Ephesians. And I know everybody knows this. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Let's go there. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I'm here to help you. Don't get mad at me. Glory to God. Don't get mad at me because I'm helping you. Here's why there is no movement of God. You want to know why there's no movement of God? Because we're out of order. We don't understand what he meant. And when you do something that you think because of ignorance, not understanding what the Father meant, then what the Father has to do is pass you by. My God, my God, my God. Listen to what Hebrews chapter 4 says. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some. And he gave some. He gave some. He did what? He gave some. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Then he gave a reason for them, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. How long? Till they all come together, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Why aren't we coming to the unity of the faith? Because we got the wrong person running stuff. We got number one running stuff instead of first. Now notice what I said. We got the wrong number one. Number one is a number. And what we've done is we have made the wrong order and made it number one in our houses. And that's why nothing is happening. That's why there's no unity. That's why there's division. That's why there's strife. That's why we're arguing over how many people somebody have and why your members went over to somebody's member. Somebody lift your hands today and let me give you some understanding. Let me try to explain to you exactly what I'm saying to you so you can understand. You don't know the difference between rank and number. My God. And because you walk in ignorance and you preach out of ignorance, You say things that's not godly, and you say things without understanding because you don't study the Bible. You just go along and you remember some of the stuff that the old slave preachers taught that's been passed down from generation to generation, and that's why you like preaching, because in preaching you don't have to study. All you have to do is scream and holler and sing a song. My God. And people get emotionally stirred but not spiritually healed and enlightened. Hello, somebody. No, there's nothing wrong with preaching, but the preaching we preach is not from the scripture, it's from the emotions. And we get people emotionally screaming and hollering and jumping up and shouting and farming and doing crazy stuff that doesn't make no sense. If you heard truth, truth's not going to make you jump up and holler and scream. Truth's going to make you say, my God, forgive me. Truth's going to set you free. All that hollering and screaming that we're doing, misleading the people, making them think they got something, they don't have nothing. When I hear truth, truth's going to set me free from the hell I've had inside of me and the ignorance that's been in me. The reason why our people are not prevailing is because we put the wrong person in the wrong spot. And because we don't understand, we put a number instead of a ranking. Somebody help me here. I'm about to shout here myself. My God, we put a number instead of a ranking. And because we don't know the difference between numbers and rankings, we have disqualified ourselves from a move of God. So what we've done, we went got us some musicians that's not saved. They're whoring around and sleeping around and doing every kind of thing, men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, all kind of things, and we want to stir up the emotions of the people. How can you get praise and worship from men who sleeping with men and women who sleeping with women? How can you have God come in the midst of that? Somebody better shout with me today. I'm not going to get on that today, but how can you have the biggest immoral people lifting up their hands, leading the battle? What battle are they leading? The only thing they can lead the house into is what they're leading into themselves. That's why we find so many of them filling up churches, simply because when they know it's okay, they all come in. My God, my God, my God. But let me talk to you today. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Are you with me? You still with me? Good morning, Danielle. Glory to God. Lord, help us, Danielle. See, that's what's going to happen. God's going to give you some enlightenment. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. My God. Verse 28. You know where I'm going. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. It's a powerful revelation God has given me today for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lisa said a great word. Listen to this. And God have set some in the church. Who did it? Who did it? Now, God is not going to go find no homosexual. God's not going to find no whoremonger. Oh, Lord, somebody help me here. Now, I'm not talking about what you say. I'm not talking about the appointment that you have. I'm talking about what God have set in the church. I'm not talking about what you have set up, because what you set up is not God. What you set up is not the order of God. What you set up is not the will of God. You say, man, you're mighty deep this morning. Let's get as deep as we need to get to bring some revelation to God's people so they can change. I'm not trying to get you to jump up and down. I'm getting you to change. Truth will set you free. I need you to be free from ignorance. I need you to be free. Why would God raise up leaders who are sinful to lead his people? I'm going to take a little bite of my sandwich on that one. Come on, somebody. Listen to me. You see, you don't know God. So how you know? There's no way God would raise you up if you're the biggest sinner God's got. Not unless he wants to show how he can destroy you. And maybe that's the reason why you've been raised up. So God can destroy you in front of the nation so that he can show that he ain't playing with sinners. And that's what we're seeing all around the country. Great leaders falling because they thought their sins was greater than God. The Bible tells me God have set. And if I understand, if you understood God, if you ever study God, you'll find he's righteous. You'll find he's holy. And then he tells you to be holy, as I am holy. A holy God is not going to raise up an ungodly leader to lead his people out of sin. If you're practicing sin, how can you lead me out? Oh, my God. Good morning, Jerome. Now, let's finish up what we're saying. Verse 28. And God, who? Everybody say God. What has God done? God have set. Somebody say set. Say it again. God have set. God has put, he has laid, he has stand something in a specified place or position. That's what the Father's done. He has situated or fixed in a specified place or condition to represent the kingdom of God. Good morning, Andy. God has done something today, brothers and sisters. And what God is doing, I'm telling you, is holy. And you can't continue to walk in unrighteousness and say that you are representing God, because the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy. Come on, let me finish talking to you today. Here's what the Bible says. And God have set some, not one, but he said some first. There's a difference between one, which is a number, and first, which is an order. And because we don't understand the difference between first and one, because we think first is one, then we have set up our churches with the wrong with the wrong order. You see, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So what we have done is we have set the pastor, who is the fourth in the order, and made him, you got it, number one over the work. Oh, Lord. Let me say that again. We've taken the fourth in the apostolic order. First apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And what you've done, when you've taken number four in the apostolic order, and you have given him the position of being the number one person in the church. And you've made him what God didn't make him. And so now number four is leading you, and now number four has no number, he has no first in his life, so he's operating from a familiar spirit because he does not have a first. I just want to ask you this morning, who's the first in your life? All over the world we have pastors leading God's people. But then if you ask the pastor who's first, they look at you like they're retarded. I'm number one. I didn't ask you who was number. I ask you who's first. I'm not asking you to count. I'm asking you who is first in the apostolic order over this house. How many churches have no first over the house? They have made number four number one, and now they're operating from out of order. They're operating from a spirit of deception. And as long as there's no order in the house, then God is not obligated to show up. So when God doesn't show up, you have to substitute God for musicians who don't serve God. And people you will put in place to represent God. You create your own mechanism to demonstrate that God is in the place. But God is not in the place because there is no supernatural manifestation of the glory of God. What there is a manifestation of the soliloquy of God. And as a man think in his heart, so is he. Well, they got healed. Well, you know, they said if they got to the preacher, they was going to get healed. Healing didn't come from the preacher because preachers can't heal. Healing comes from the person having a mentality to think that the woman said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Her faith made her whole. That's what Jesus taught us. Your faith in somebody makes you whole. You can have faith in the doctor to be made whole. Oh, you don't understand that because you don't understand the Bible, because you walk in ignorance. But I'm sharing something that I hope and pray that it make you go study. I hope and pray you say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. Let me go see what he's saying. I want you to do that. I want you to study. There's a difference between a number one and a ranking of first. First is not a number, it's a rank. I want to know who's first in that house where you go and you call it the church. Come on, give me your first. Give me your first. Type it out. All you listeners, all you watching, people watching all over the world. Who's first? A man says God has led him to start a work. But what I see in the Bible, whenever God wants to start something, he has to find the first. And those of us who say God called us to go start something and we go set ourselves up as a pastor, God don't start works with pastors. He start works with first. Oh, my God. Somebody shout with me here today. You don't understand the order of God, and that is the reason why things are not done decently and in order. That is the reason why the man on the piano is the biggest whoremonger in the house. That's the reason why your deacons are still in the money, because there is no order. And when there is no order, then the enemy knows he can come in and bring all kinds of demonic influences in the house, and everybody's going to have their way in that particular house. I wish I was talking to somebody here that wanted to make some sense. Where we go all over the world, good morning, Elise, all over the world, Keith, good morning, all over the world, things are out of order. How could number four be number one in the house of God? The Bible says, go to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And God, who's doing this? God, not you, but God. What has God done? He has prepared you all of your life to be the first. And if God prepared you to be the first, how come you are allowing somebody to make you what you're not? Pastors care for people. Apostles do not care. They go around and teach the gospel that will probably make people all uncomfortable because they will teach truth. And truth will make you free. Hello, somebody. And people will fight you when you tell the truth. They don't fight pastors because pastors tell you it's going to be all right. The apostles come in and say, no, it's not going to be all right. The reason why this is happening, because you're violating the word of God. The apostle's going to teach you what thus saith the Lord, while the pastor will allow you to and sustain you as long as he can keep you in the house paying your tithes so that he can live in the Mercedes-Benz he needs to drive. I wish I was talking to somebody today. My God, my God, my God. Who did the setting? God. Now, if God sets you as the first, why are you allowing people to make you what you're not? Why, if God set you as first, why are you allowing people to make you the fourth? My God. I go to places and they say, all the pastors stand up. Well, since I'm not a pastor, I don't stand up. And they look around and see why I'm not standing. Then they say, all the apostles stand up. Then I'm like, oh, okay, you might be getting close to calling me now. Hello, somebody. You see, I'm not a pastor. You can't call me what I'm not, because God didn't set me to be a pastor. He set me to be an apostle. I'm not going to operate outside of what God set. I don't care if I had 10 million people. I don't want to be a pastor. I'm not called to be a pastor, and I'm not functioning as a pastor. I'm functioning as a first. Understanding my role is to teach people, to get them the understanding. All you talk about, apostles need to go around and then building up churches. I know you don't understand. If apostles go around building up churches, then why the pastor saying the Lord sent them to go do it? Somebody wrong. Hello, somebody. Somebody's wrong. A lot of rebellious men who still are not disciplined, with no character, saying God called them to go start a work, and they are the most deviant person in the house. Who lays with more women in the house but the pastor? Who steals more money than the pastor? Simply because the wrong person is in the wrong place. When God sets order, the order is perfect. When man sets order, it's imperfect. Oh, my God. Good morning, Guyana. My God, my God. Anybody listening to me today? We talk about my pastor, my pastor, my pastor. Well, I just want to know who's first. Just tell me who's first. I'm not talking about who's fourth. In the apostolic order, I want to know who's first. Let me tell you how messed up you are. Not only do you not have a first, but God also speaks of a second. Oh, my God. Somebody say second. Lord have mercy. Somebody say second. God speaks of a second. I'll say it again. God speaks of a second. Now, here's what a second is. Here's the definition of the word second. The word second means it is next in order. My God. Here you have a church and you have a pastor. Now watch this one. And guess what you said in next? All right, I heard you. Assistant pastor. Oh, Lord. Come on, somebody. Find in the Bible where the Bible says, set assistant pastors in order. Come on, somebody. Come on, pastors. Beat me up. Come after me. Morning. Come on now. You have a church. Pastor is first. No, he's number one. Because pastors are not first. He's number one. He's a number, not a ranking. Oh, Lord, I know this is way above your teaching here today. My God. Here you have a man who is a number in your church and not a ranking. My God, my God, my God. Because if he understood the Bible, he would never allow you to believe that he was the first. My God, all I need you to do is ask your pastor today, who is the first over this work? And you know what he's going to tell you? I'm number one. I don't want to number nobody. I just want to know who's the order. Somebody help me here. And I'm telling you, he's not going to tell you that somebody else is first in that house. Somebody shout with me, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. You need to understand why we are a mess. We are a mess because there are no number, there's no first in the lives of God's people. My God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that the foundation is going to be laid with the apostle first and the second. And the second is the prophet. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you that again. The second is the prophet. That's why the apostle and the prophet needs to work together. I just need to ask you, apostles, where's your prophets? Where's your second? Oh, Lord, it's all out of order. That's why God can't show up. Because everything is just confused and out of order. Oh, my God. Second means the next in order. Another word for second is a person that supports number one. You're not going to have a second that's coming against you. You're going to have a second that understands his role and responsibility towards the first. Second is not trying to be first. Oh, my God. That is the reason why the pastor got to get rid of so many people in the church because they all want to be pastor. And so now they're rising up and they got a pastoring going on in the house and the pastor got to run them all because they're trying to be what they can never be in that one man's house. Hello, somebody. And now pastor got his sword and he's swinging left and right because he's out of order and the people out of order. And you got five members and six of them want to be pastors. Six of them called to be pastors and you don't know who you are. And you got five members in your church. All five of them want to be pastors and you don't even know who you are. Therefore, you don't understand. If you have five men or women in your church and they all want to be pastors, that must tell me you ain't no pastor. Oh, my God. Hello, somebody. The problem is we don't understand apostolic order and apostolic centers, and we call the apostolic center a church house when it's not a church house. It don't operate as a church house. And the only thing we understand is our ignorance. So when we walk into an apostolic center that acts different than what we're familiar with, we say something must be wrong with that. No, something is right with that. Something's wrong with you. Somebody shout with me this morning. I know I'm deep here today. You see, what we don't understand is what God meant. We read what he said, but we don't understand what he meant. And we don't understand that when the Hebrews was writing, there was no numbers that you could write down because we didn't have the order yet. But I want you to know that God did not want a number, or when he put the apostolic order together, he needed a ranking. Somebody help me here. How in the name of God would you have fourth leading you without first and second? My God. And what first and second have on them is totally different from what fourth have. And because fourth don't have a first and a second, he's trying to fight a battle that he cannot win because he does not have the apostolic order and the apostolic authority to fight and defeat the enemy in the house. So over a period of time, either the spirit will seduce him or run him off. Somebody help me talk here today. My God, my God. What's happening? 1,500 pastors are quitting ministry every month. The number one person killing himself is the preacher. The number one person in divorce court is the pastor. You know why? It's out of order. The pastor do not have victory. Oh, my God, over the situations that he's facing because he does not have access into the realms of the spirit and he does not have access that the first and the second halves, and if he's going to get any solution to the problem that he's facing, he cannot face them on his own. He must find first and second and bring them in to straighten out the mess sometimes that he has created. Oh, my God. Somebody hear me today. My God, my God, my God. I hope you hear what I'm saying to you today, because I'm telling you what the Lord is saying. My friends, I'm not talking about number one. I'm not counting people in the church. Your pastor number one because you're counting him. But I'm asking you and I'm telling you who's number, who is not number, who is first. Who is the apostolic order in your house? I need to know who's first. My God, your pastor can't define you. First defines.
Thank you for listening to our audio podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Light City Church, on Instagram at official_LightCityChurch, and at Twitter at Light City Church. If you'd like to get more info from our services, call us at 504-279-1300 or always shoot us an email at lightcitynet@yahoo.com.